Did you know that 21% of adults in Maryland have reported that they have a disability? John Owen is the director of the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. He tells us how blind and low vision people access books and computers in the digital age.
What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about accessibility? Perhaps it's a ramp into a building, or a designated parking space, or signage in Braille on an elevator. To extend the idea of accessibility, you could ask, what tools would assist people with a disability in navigating a computer or mobile device to get information? What tools might they need to read a book or magazine? In Maryland, 21% of adults have reported that they have at least one disability. That's 1 in 5 adults who especially need designed accessibility in their physical and digital worlds. Among the resources available to persons who are blind or low vision is the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. Our library provides access to information through audiobooks, Braille materials, training, and programming. The Americans with Disabilities Act has evolved since its passage in 1990. New requirements like the Web Accessibility Amendment have brought the standard of reasonable accommodations to the digital world. Assistive technology like screen magnifiers and text-to-speech converters make computers, websites, and smartphones easier to access for those with print and visual impairments. This has been in response to an ever-changing digital world, which has made books available for download and information available in real time on mobile devices. The digital world has also increased the number of resources and platforms all individuals with print disabilities use to engage with their local communities. These changes have challenged organizations to think anew about how people access information, especially if they cannot access regular print materials. And that's where libraries come into play. As part of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, otherwise known as NLS, we provide information and reading material for those unable to access standard print. This means people who are blind, low vision, or who have a condition that prevents them from seeing or holding a traditional print book can read, learn, and participate in their wider communities. NLS, a program of the Library of Congress, provides us with access to more than 100,000 titles in specialized audio and Braille formats, as well as equipment. Our library then provides these accessible reading options to qualifying Marylanders. Our services also allow for access to events and additional services geared to those with print impairments. Our staff and volunteers record content about Maryland or by Maryland authors. We also provide training on devices and accessible formats for textbooks for Maryland students. In these ways and many more, we are working to expand the understanding of accessibility and enable the engagement of our patrons in lifelong learning.
Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled is a partner of Maryland Humanities. Learn more at lbph.maryland.gov. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Sarah Weissman.